Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. It is a Throwdown Thursday in the nation's capital and beyond as we draw ever closer to kickoff of the NFC Divisional Playoff Round. Hey, boys and girls, Tom Brady's on the call. Woo! Saturday night, primetime, Ford Field, Fox. A trip to the NFC Championship game on the line. Now, we're not just talking about some Saturday night football special. Nope. We're talking about the real deal. The real enchilada, baby. And we're here to talk about it with you over the next 3 hours, along with Matty Ice on the other side of the glass. Yes, Anthony Edwards, you should always bring your ass. And then there's the YIC, Linnell Willingham. Good afternoon.
Hello, Chris.
Hi. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. Been already out to Command Land in Ashburn today. Ran into Sam Cosmi, Dorrance Armstrong on their way out to the practice bubble. Got my credential. Ready to go to Detroit early, early Saturday morning. And boy, you know, I know people think I'm rooting against them. I sure as hell not. I must say, this has been quite the hassle getting this trip together. I'll leave some of the details out. This has been quite the hassle, but I hope I show up in Detroit at 11 o'clock Saturday morning, and the only thing on my mind is I'm 9 hours away from the ruination of the Detroit Lions in 2024 and 2025. Just to be clear, for everybody that thinks I hate the team and I'm rooting for them to lose, and I have many faults, damn it!
I do.
And that I don't want to see them win and don't want to go to the conference championship game. All of you are insane if you think that. If you think I'd rather be talking about the Philadelphia Eagles and the Detroit Lions next week in the NFC championship game, you're nuts. You're insane. So I'm hoping, against hope, that I show up at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. Detroit Rock City, baby. Motown! I'm hoping that at that point, I'm 9 hours away from the end, the extinction of baby boy Ben. Dan, I'm going to rip your knees out and eat them, Campbell. And Aaron Glenn. And Jared Goff. Jared Goff. And the Detroit Lions. I hope. I don't know if I will be, but I hope. We will have special programming throughout the day. You are going to be doing your normal burgundy and gold pregame for 2 hours before the game, starting at 6 o'clock on Saturday night on 106.7, 980. And as well, you're going to be out and about on location with Denton Day. Out in my neck of the woods. We'll give you all the details on that coming up as well. Grant, and I guess I'm pretty sure we'll be hosting from Ford Field in Detroit on Saturday afternoon from 3 to 6.
I've never really heard of Grant Paulson.
I know. Neither have I. As a matter of fact, when I picked up his credential this morning, it said Schmant Dolson. Not
what?
Grant Paulson. Yeah, it did.
Lying.
No. I have to figure out the rest, and I have to figure out how to get it corrected. But we are going to be doing a show from 3 to 6 with the very latest from Detroit, which is expected to be an absolute insane asylum, a madhouse on Saturday night. Go figure. It's a playoff game indoors. I wanted to start here because the big story yesterday, and I sent you guys, Scott Abraham had some video of all the piped-in noise that they had inside the bubble at Commanders Park in Ashburn, and they were indoors again, by the way, today, so much the same. This is their Friday, final details, what have you. They'll have a walkthrough tomorrow morning before heading out to Detroit tomorrow afternoon. I wanted to ask you, how much do you think the noise, the crowd, the insanity of that place is going to be a factor? Like, if you had to say 1 to 10, 10 being a really big factor, 1 being very little, next to no factor, what do you think it would be?
Well, the good thing is you can control how much of a factor it is by how you play. But I think it's a huge factor, like 7, 8 out of 10. When you consider how often they go no huddle, how often communication is relayed from the sideline to the quarterback, and they already have trouble doing it in non-piped, crowd noise situations. You add the element of how many people can you fit in Ford Field? I mean, you add the element of their home crowd, which is probably the best in football right now.
And they've had nothing to do for 2 weeks.
Nothing. Well, I think that hurts them more than it. More than
well,
it
no,
helps,
no, not the players.
About the fans.
The crowd.
Well, residents of Detroit aren't the smartest people anyway. So
I don't know.
But I think,
how many times have you been to Detroit?
I've been to Detroit once, and it was actually a couple of years ago. Windsor Express.
The Windsor Express.
Windsor Express. I went with my cousin to a Canadian Basketball League trial.
Really? That's right across the river from Windsor. I mean, as you, the one and only Super Bowl that I've been to was at Ford Field in Detroit. And I spent a lovely 8 days in Detroit in late January. Right. Well, I don't know about the Roosterettes. They weren't there because the Commanders, Redskins, weren't there.
Yeah. Well, no, the Roosterettes.
But I mean, literally, you walk out the exit door, back door, what have you, of the GM Renaissance Center, which is the major gathering, convention, and hotel space in downtown Detroit, and literally you're looking right into the river, and across the way is Windsor, Ontario.
If I had it my way, Detroit would never host another Super Bowl.
Well, they haven't since then.
Yeah, it's not a good. I mean, who the hell wants to go to Detroit?
I mean, Ford Field is great. Yeah, I haven't been there in 10 years.
In the middle of February.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. That's the problem.
But so, no, I agree. I don't know. Well, not that I agree with you, because I haven't really given your side yet. But when I saw you throw that in the rundown, I initially rolled my eyes, and then I said, you know what? It's actually got a good point.
I initially rolled my eyes.
Just like I do every idea.
I thought that bastard was dumb, stupid, and old.
You know, I thought about it. I said, they do run a lot of hurry up offensively. Uh-huh. So I guess that could be, the crowd noise could definitely impact them. But
well, it's not just that, right?
That's the bigger thing to me.
But I mean, I guess what I would say is it's not only hurry up, but it's checks at the line of scrimmage, right? I mean, how many times do we see a behind the quarterback camera angle. I know I saw it a ton on Sunday night, right?
Yeah, but that's all. I don't worry about it because I trust the guy making the calls, and he's an excellent communicator, and I think he's going to walk up to all five linemen and communicate when he needs to.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't always do that from what I've seen, and that's what I was going to bring up. How many I've seen, and maybe I'm seeing the wrong thing, I've seen Sam Cosmi, like, you know, in his stance, looking back, right? Maybe getting a call or check or something.
He normally looks back right before the snap of the ball.
Right, but also trying to
he
then...
taps. He's the one that's technically... The operation looks like, in a loud situation like it was Tampa,
mm-hmm.
Cosmi gets the cadence from Jaden. He
right.
taps Biotis.
Exactly.
Biotis snaps the foot.
But how much could that maybe? Not just, again... I agree with you with the hurry up,
yeah.
but that alone, and guys not hearing the snap count, guys, I mean, obviously they're going to be on a lot of silent count, right?
And this is their first real road test all year.
Yeah.
Like in terms of like real legitimate
hostile
environment.
I mean, you would say
Baltimore
maybe.
Baltimore was similar. I would go Baltimore. Cincinnati, there was a lot of Commander fans in Cincinnati.
There was, but I mean, that's a pretty loud environment.
Wow, your point just keeps getting better and better. I look at Baltimore as probably the most difficult place. Philadelphia, but nothing's like Detroit.
The problem is all of those places are not domes.
Yeah, right.
And the dome atmosphere,
the
I think, of course, creates a reverberation, right? And you get, how big is Ford Field? It's, 68,000, I want to say? I'm trying to think.
I'll give you an exact number momentarily.
It says 65 expandable to 70,000. It's bigger, obviously, for other events. So let's say 67,000, for argument's sake. You get 67,000 people in there. How many... What would you say is going to be the amount of Commanders fans there? A couple thousand, maybe? Maybe 2,000, 3,000? Somewhere in that range? That found a way to get to Detroit, which was not easy, and found a way to buy really expensive tickets? I'd probably say, I mean, if last week was, and I don't know the exact number, if last week was 10,000 Commanders fans, there probably ain't going to be 10,000 Commanders fans this week, just because of the sheer logistics. Right?
I guess. I don't know. It's
maybe less than 5,000? I don't know.
I don't even want to... I don't have a real gauge on that.
Okay.
I don't know necessarily, but I do get your point. Like, their impact will be lessened.
Yes, and that is the overall point. So you're going to have, let's just say, roughly 65,000 screaming crazy Lion fans. Remember, the Lions have never been to the Super Bowl. And this game...
They lost in the NFC Championship last game, right?
Last year,
right? That was the title
yes.
game? I was about to say, have they been here?
And they lost in the NFC Championship at old RFK as well, back the last time the Redskins. That was, I think, before
I
you were
you
even born.
Pepper me with history.
Well, I'm just saying.
Seriously, I love it.
So they are going to, again, this game does not get them to the Super Bowl. They would still obviously have to host the NFC Championship.
Because if we go to the NFC Championship, it's our Super Bowl.
You think so?
That's how I would feel.
Oh, well. Okay, I see your point.
You know what I'm saying? Not literally,
I see your point.
Just in terms of out-kicking your coverage.
Right, for them, though, for the Detroit Lions, this game does not obviously get them.
Oh.
It just gets them back to where they were last year. The notable difference would be they're at home.
I'll even take it a step further. They lose this game. You gotta start looking at, well, what's the problem here? Why can't we get over the hump? I think that problem would immediately be raised. Now, obviously, they have the injury caveat in their back pocket to use as an excuse, but this is... It's now or never for Detroit. In terms of, like, pressure, I think all the pressure's on Detroit. Because if you lose this football game, what is Dan Campbell without Ben Johnson, without Aaron Glenn?
Well, we would find it. We would begin to find out, right?
What does this program turn into?
Yeah.
And I'm of the belief that whatever happens with – they need Ben Johnson. I don't know how many coordinators can turn Jared Goff. I guess when you have the – when you insulate them the way that they have, it makes it more feasible. But, like – it's kind of like their final dog and pony show here. Like this is it for them.
Yeah, see, I disagree with that. I mean, it depends on who they replace him with.
That's my
but
thing.
But to your point,
what do they get David Blount?
Well, maybe. I mean, listen, to your point, it would be a big loss.
It would.
But I disagree with the notion that it's all Ben Johnson that's turned around Jared Goff. Jared Goff was with one of the best offensive minds, one of the best young head coaches, one of the best offensive play callers in in the recent history of the NFL.
And
Sean McVay
stunk.
And he
decided he could
he
not
paid
reach.
Him a contract extension.
Did he pay him?
Well, they did.
Or did Les Snead pay him?
Whoever. I'm sure Sean greenlighted it. And then they traded him a year later.
I don't know how much green light Sean had at that point, being
maybe
the youngest
not.
Head coach in football without any coordinator.
He had already been to a Super Bowl, mind after you, as a head point. Coach at that point. So
I get what you're saying, but yeah. I don't know.
But the point being is, certainly it's been a great fit for Jared Goff with Ben Johnson. Got it. And you're right. There is a ton of pressure on the Detroit Lions. We say all this asking how much of a factor do you think the crowd will be, 1 to 10, right? We know it's going to be loud. We know it's going to be an insane asylum. We don't need that from you. How much do you think it will affect Jaden Daniels, the offensive line, the little things that have to go right, communication and poise-wise, that quite honestly, Linnell, were not a problem last week.
No, they weren't.
They were really not a problem last week, except for, wasn't there one timeout that they used that was because of communication? I'm trying to remember. I believe it was in the third quarter, but I would have to go back and double-check my notes. I think there was one, but it, like you brought up this point earlier, and I know I brought up this point throughout the year. This team uses a mysterious amount of timeouts in unconventional situations. And yes, it's better to be right and on track and on pace and on in line communication-wise than to not be.
Yeah.
But you are going to need timeouts, especially in the second half. Like if it is insane in that place, say the Lions are up 21-17 midway through the third quarter. You don't want to be burning a timeout on first and 10 with 8.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, down 4. You know what I'm saying? You're going to need those timeouts to operate if you're going to win that game. And that's where I think the crowd noise, the atmosphere could be a huge factor. Have they played? The roof was closed in Dallas, right? So
that doesn't count.
So theoretically,
there were more Commander fans in Dallas than there were Cowboy fans.
Well, I don't. I literally. I don't know about that, but I mean,
it's
not like it. I guess my point is
there's nothing comparable to what they're about to experience.
Right. This is the first time that they are truly playing in a dome, I think, this year. Like, in a true... I guess Dallas is, but...
Arizona, they've been...
Arizona, that's right. The roof was closed in Arizona. You're right. But again, this is... Like, there's domes, and then there's domes.
Yeah.
Right?
New Orleans, though? Like,
that's right. You're right. My memory just gets clouded. And that's the point. I think there will be... Again, I don't know, but if I had to guess, there'd be probably 3,000 or less Commanders fans. And that's not because Commanders fans don't care, aren't excited, don't want to try. It's because you said the word logistics yesterday. You bring logistics or whatever you said.
I mean, I do bring logistics.
Well, you can bring whatever logistics you want. The logistics are, it's really, really, really difficult to get to Detroit. Now, I know my guy Tailgate Ted is there. Rally Captain's there. I know he's having his weekly pep rally thing. I'm not saying there won't be Commanders fans there. Of course there will. But it will not be the same raucous atmosphere, I think, for them as you get in other road spots because of the logistics. And that's, again, I want to be very clear, Paulie, because you don't listen. You just call and think you hear what you think you hear. I want to be very clear. It is not because Commanders fans don't want to go. It is not because Commanders fans don't commit to going. It is not because Commanders fans don't travel. They do. And they did, and they always have. I used to always say this when I would travel on the road with the team. I mean, there'd be 1,000 people waiting at the hotel for us. I mean, 1,000 might be strong, but...
But were they there for the team or were they there?
No, they were there for me. The Russellettes were there for me. But the point being is, I think on a scale of 1 to 10, the noise is going to be, you said what, 7.5, 8? Is that I think it's actually gonna be a little higher than that. And maybe I'm being silly. I think it's gonna be a 9, and I don't think it's gonna be Jaden Daniels having the problem. And I'll explain what I mean by that coming up next. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you want to hop in on a scale of 1 to 10, how loud, I shouldn't say how loud. We don't care. It's going to be loud. How much of a factor, scale of 1 to 10, do you think it will be? The crowd noise, the atmosphere, the chaos, the communication, burning timeouts, maybe having something go terribly wrong, like a snap count, for God's sakes. Oh, where did we see that? We'll answer all of that coming up. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, a couple of things right out of the gate. First of all, Paulie is doing his normal shtick on Twitter.
No. He lives in your head rent-free. I've never seen a man obsessed over another man the way you're obsessed over Paulie.
Actually disgusting. I'm not obsessed. I just looked at Twitter and I saw him with another GIF calling me a dumbass because he said, oh, that you laugh about, huh?
Because
he says the New Orleans Superdome is a real dome. But of course, as usual, in Paulie's haste to get after me and to ride my ass, he spells dome done. Real done. The Superdome is a real done.
Real done.
It's a real done. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So
I forgot about New Orleans.
You can forget, which is your job, by the way, uh-huh, where they played this year, but he can't have a typo on his tweet?
Oh, so you're saying that I should... No, you're saying
right
that I shouldn't expose him.
Well, you did. Well, yeah, you can't say anything because in reality, like, you were dead wrong.
I'm only saying something in response to his criticism.
Here on the other side of the glass, old Matty.
Sorry,
Ice over
I forgot
there,
about the
fingers,
Superdome.
Old Matty Ice's fingers
sorry
would be over there running a million miles an hour trying to get old Russell Daddy his information.
I'm sorry, I forgot about the Superdome. If we're going to say that the New Orleans Superdome, okay, a destination spot where fans travel to and which was easy to get to because the New Orleans Saints suck, is the same as Ford Field in Detroit in the playoffs.
No one's saying that, Chris.
Okay, so
I literally came here and said this is their biggest screw up.
I will raise my right hand. Left hand up. You want my left hand up, right hand up, whatever.
You're not one of us.
You want both my hands up? What do you want?
Don't put your left hand
up. I screwed up.
Don't put your left hand up. That's safe
for everybody that wants me to take accountability. Now, here's the point that I was going to make before the break that I wanted to save for the other side. So I'll give it now. I think the crowd noise is going to be a factor for line communications, maybe no huddle tempo, whatever. Remember, last week they ran...
Well, the tempo of no huddle should be slow anyway, so that didn't bother me.
They're not
running no huddle to snap the ball quick.
No. But sometimes you run no huddle to limit and tempo to either A, get a snap off before a challenge, B, to prevent and limit substitutions. Now, last week they were doing... I don't know how to describe what they were doing last week because
they've done it multiple times this year.
I
just wish you would listen to me sometimes.
I literally sat here
and told you that would be a part of their running no huddle. Are you talking about running no huddle to bleed the clock?
I've been saying that they should run tempo by design all year,
but to
all
bleed
off season,
the
what
clock,
have you.
Though there's a different purpose. It's
well, that's what I'm saying. There's a difference between what they did largely last week and what they've done a lot of the year.
They've done this throughout the year, Chris.
They've done some of it.
They've done it when they've needed to.
They've done some of it.
Did it against Atlanta.
But normally when you run no huddle, you are running either by design or by necessity. You are not running it to bleed clock.
You're doing it to
be aggressive, up-tempo, to limit substitutions, what have you. So anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked because you always sidetrack me.
That was a ludicrous statement. Go ahead.
This week, I would expect them to do some of it, but I don't know if you do all of it or as much of it because, A, Detroit, I would assume, is expecting you to do a pretty good amount of it. B, again, some of the communication is going to be a little bit more. Now, communication is going to be difficult to begin with. What did you want to say? Go ahead. You obviously had an issue with something I just said, so.
everybody's preparing for it, Chris. Like, this is what they've done all year.
Right.
Is run tempo. So I don't think.
But they don't run tempo all the time.
Chris, they do it 30% more than anybody in the NFL.
Maybe. Maybe. So I don't know. I don't have those numbers.
You don't think the teams are circling Washington and going,
perhaps,
hey, one of the number one things when you're preparing for them is you got to be get in and out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't say anything wrong. I said Detroit's prepared for it.
Detroit's preparing for it like every other team is preparing for it, though.
Okay. All right. Fine.
It's your way of trying to prop up Detroit. I hear it in you. It's all the Lions are Aaron Glenn and a dead cap. They'll be so prepared.
Well, as opposed to all you dum-dums who think Detroit's a horrible team on defense and has no clue and only played good in one game because of frickin' Sam Darnold. And you guys act like this is a juggernaut offense that's going to waltz in there and score 68 points. I mean, I hear all of you guys.
I just don't look at Detroit's defense as some menacing group.
I didn't say it was a menacing group. Anyway, either way, again, we're getting sidetracked. Here's my point. I don't think it's going to really and largely affect Jaden Daniels from this standpoint. Again, Jaden Daniels has played a full regular season now. He's played in road environments, whether in indoor, outdoor, what have you. Yes, he was the starting quarterback for LSU, but when you play on a Saturday night at LSU in Baton Rouge in front of 100-plus thousand, and then you play your road games in the SEC, crowd noise, communication, silent count, hand count, all of that stuff is normal. Now,
What about this, though? You know who else is primed and been in big moments and loud crowd noises? Yep. Nick Allegretti. The Calgary's played a lot of big-time football.
He has.
With the Kansas City Chiefs.
He has, but there was a difference. Mostly as a backup. Now, he did play in the Super Bowl in the AFC Championship game on the road last year, but I guess Tyler Biadasz has. He's played a couple of playoff games, but largely at home, there was one road playoff game that Sam Cosmi played at Texas, but I don't know if he's played in an atmosphere
Didn't Texas stink
as.
When he was at Texas?
Yes. I don't know if he's played in an atmosphere as loud, as crazy, as chaotic. Has.
All that matters is Andrew. The quarterback
has Andrew Wiley.
Andrew Wiley has been a starting tackle for the Chiefs,
I understand
Super Bowl
that.
Chiefs.
What I'm getting at is I don't think it's going to be a Jaden Daniels issue. I think it's going to be a others issue. And I'm just using the offensive line because that's where I focus and start with my communication. You know, when it comes to, again, the checks, the communication, silent count, all that, snap count. And don't forget, right? Tampa, 3rd-and-1 last week. At home. At home. And they miscalculated the snap count, and it cost them. Not on the turnover. That was a whole nother thing. But 3rd-and-1, and they mistimed the snap count. And it cost them a first down, and it led to only a field goal that tied up the game and maybe cost them from taking the lead. Again, remember that, right? So it happens in football in all cases, but is it going to be really noticeable on Saturday night because of the mayhem? And I think it will be. So that's why I think, you know, if we're talking about on a scale of 1 to 10, I think it'll be a 9, somewhere in that range. But not necessarily because of Jaden Daniels. Does that make sense? You agree with that?
No. No, I'm kidding. It'll be like we said from the get-go. I gave it a 7.5, 8. I think it'll be an impact.
But do you Okay, so you don't separate like I'm trying to separate.
No, because I think he's going to be affected by it too. He's the main one that's really in charge with spewing out the play.
Right, but
it's going to impact him because he's the one getting direct line of communication from Cliff. He's the first. They're playing telephone.
Yes, right. Yes,
he's the first guy.
I'm not saying it will have no effect on him, but
impacts him more because I think the communication from Cliff to him is harder than his communication to the line. They're closer in proximity. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, but he's able to do this. In his helmet, and block out some of that noise, and obviously the audio is right in his ear.
What happens if the audio goes out?
But whereas when you get to the line of scrimmage,
it happens so many times.
Now I know the guy that runs that for the team, and he's an ace at it. So I mean, you know, he's on top of everything.
Is that what it comes down to? Who's in, or is it just a? I thought it was a lot of it is the technical equipment.
Not
the guy's fault. I get what you're saying. I didn't think about it. That's why I brought
it up. But I know the guy who.
But do you get what I'm saying? I think because they're in And I guess the headset is, I don't know. There's times, though, where he's not getting to play through the headset.
No, I understand
maybe,
that. But you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm, I can do this. Like, I'm wearing headsets, right? So I can hear you.
Yeah, but he's wearing
you.
A big, bulky helmet. It's not the same.
But you with your hands.
You can't compress the helmet.
No,
to your
you
ears.
Can't compress the helmet, like, but you can block out some of that noise.
It's hard to do.
I'm saying is I trust Jaden to get it right more than I trust the offensive line and wide receivers to get it right.
Yeah.
And maybe even tight ends to get it right. And maybe that's
we'll see.
Maybe that's a little bit of an insult to the rest of the group. But if I had to guess, if I had to bet, Jaden Daniels won't be the problem. It would be attributed to others. And maybe we won't be able to find that out until after the game, if at all. But if I had to guess, and remember, right, like we saw with Andrew Wiley the other night, when you run RPO, right, there's already communication issues in terms of am I blocking downfield for a run? Am I staying in? Am I getting too far ahead? This could be just one other element that could add to a sloppy performance by the offense. And you said yesterday you can't get behind the sticks, and I agree with you. Well, guess what? If you have communication penalties, false starts, illegal shifts, whatever the case might be, that might be a natural way to put you even further behind the sticks. Hold on to what you were going to say. Got to do a trending alert, and then we will get back to it on the other side, and then we'll start knocking down your calls at 800-301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Commanders wrapping up the main part of the practice week in advance of Saturday night's divisional playoff round at Ford Field in Detroit. Again, Grant Paulson and I will be in Detroit, Ford Field, for the radio stations. Lindell, Denton Day start at 6 o'clock with Burgundy and Gold in-game live and pregame live, and then the DOC and Toby Altizer. After the game, win or lose, we got you covered on the Team 980 for all of your Commanders coverage. Bobby Wagner making his return to practice. Don't know his exact status just yet. Wait for the injury report, but certainly that is good news. Meanwhile, very sad news that hit the wires this morning. Hall of Fame broadcaster Mr. Brewer, and of course, former comedian and longtime sitcom star Bob Uecker, has passed away at the age of 90. The team announcing his death, calling it one of the most difficult days in Milwaukee Brewers history. Bob Uecker dead at the age of 90. Meanwhile, the Phoenix Suns are here in Washington tonight against the Wizards at 7 o'clock, 6:45 pregame. The Suns, 19-20. Yeesh. Not very good considering, again, all of the expectations of about a year and a half ago that have clearly not come to shine. No Bradley Beal in his second return to Washington. He is out with an injury. The Wizards, 6-32 on the year. And that's what's trending. All right, coming up. What's more likely to be replicated? The Commanders' defensive performance or a largely mistake-free offense on Saturday night? So keep that in mind. We'll get to that a little bit later on this hour. 301-230-0980. You got the YIC, Linnell Willingham, and you've got me, which is unfortunate for many of you. Sorry. I tell the truth, and I don't apologize for it. Well, actually, I just did. Sorry if you're offended by that, is basically where I wanted to get to that. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you want to hit us up on X, it's at WrestleMania621 or at Nell_BTP. So again, we both think the crowd noise is going to be a huge factor. I'm a little bit more worried about it than others. I'm not as worried about it from a Jaden Daniels perspective, but I understand your point. I wonder if crowd noise also, like, we typically think crowd noise only affects the offense, right? Because that's where it's loudest on the road, clearly. But can it also, just by the sheer volume and mayhem of that place, can it also affect some defensive switches and defensive communication. Now, overall, defensive communication on the back end has been much better this year than it was last year, certainly than it has been, you know, at many times over the last, you know, 5 to 10 years.
My short answer is it shouldn't. It's defense.
It shouldn't, correct.
It's defense.
But sometimes it could, I think. Especially, here's where it might. I don't know this, but, you know, a lot of times Bobby Wagner will get to his spot, and they'll initially line up, right? And, of course, based on what he's seeing and what he thinks they might be checking in and out of, he starts hand signaling. Now, hand signals obviously carry. That shouldn't be affected by the noise. But there is still verbal communication between him and Louvu, between
right.
him
but,
and—
But, Chris, they're on defense, though.
I understand that, but so it I doesn't just... mean that it's not loud. It's still loud and chaotic. It's not as loud, but it doesn't mean they don't just go silent like a church.
Right, but it's not comparable to what is on the offense.
I didn't say it was exactly the same. But you got to give me that.
I don't even think it's in the same ballpark.
Okay, well that's you. I think it's still loud. I think it's still very loud.
I don't think it'll be an impact defensively. No.
Okay. That's your opinion? I think it could be a little bit of a thing. All right, let's get to the calls. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Lou in D.C. to start off. What up, Lou? How are you?
I'm good, man. What's going on? What's up, big fella?
What's shaking, Lou?
What's up, Lou?
Not much, man. What's up with Miguel? He don't want to talk to me no more?
No, he's saying, what's up, Lou?
He's just being
very melancholy right now. We're trying to, you know, bring him along. We're trying to, you know, make sure that he's got his proper nutrients and ingredients.
You all need to pray for me. That Chris is rubbing off on me.
Uh-oh.
Well,
we're sitting here, we're trying to pretend like defensive crowd. They will not be impacted by crowd noise defensively. I will not let you artificially spew that up.
Okay. I mean, again, you've never been to Ford Field. You're not understanding what I'm saying. I'm not saying it will be exact comparative. I'm not saying it will be the same, but it could be a factor. It could be a factor. When you get 68,000 drunk people on a Saturday night, who have been getting
every person
liquored up,
Lou?
I think it could be an issue.
Chris, I get that concern, but I think, you know, they're working on that. I think they've been practicing with the loudspeaker at FedEx.
I guarantee you, whatever noise they're pumping in at Commander's Park in Command Land, I guarantee you, it's not the same as Ford Field. Guaranteed.
I totally understand, but I'm saying this isn't the first round. I mean, they've been through it. I mean, at the whole season, you go to every other stadium, you know, they all loud, so it might be a little extra
Luke,
loud this
I
time.
Hate you guys bring bad points. You can't compare Ford Field to the Caesars Superdome. You can't compare Ford Field to any other dome venue in football. It is quite literally the best home field advantage. So if you want to go back and forth with Chris, that is not the— that's not the bullet you should be shooting, because he's going to just look at me like, you see?
let's just move along. Go. You think it'll be a factor, you think it'll be a factor, yes or no?
I don't think so. I think they've been through it the entire season, so I don't see it being a factor. I think if the team go out there, play, execute just like they did on Sunday, I think we'd be fine. And if we keep that team under 21 points, we definitely got a chance. So if we just go out there, play our game, and for sure not let your boy be on the field, number 25. If he's not on the field, we definitely got a chance to win, because he's just looking for a flag out there for the other team. So if they keep him on the bench, I think we got a chance, and hopefully Marshawn and my
His
man
name is
Mikey.
Mike Sanford. It's a Mikey Sanford still homecoming, is what you all are forgetting.
Thank you, Lou.
Detroit should be worried about our crowd noise with the Commanders fans in attendance, with the UM fans that are going to be in attendance, the return of Zach Ertz.
Wait.
Come on, man. The Commanders are going to have a home field.
You're doing a bit now. The return.
I mean, you're doing a bit too.
Return of
how
Zach
defensive
Ertz.
Crowd noise is going to be. They're not going to be able
I'm
to line
not
up
doing
properly.
A bit. I just say that it's not even remotely a factor. You don't know that.
No,
you've
no,
never
no, no.
been
I'm
there.
Saying,
and B,
don't
you don't understand how crowds work.
I don't have to be there to know it. I don't.
Okay.
But usually on defense, Detroit wants them to shut up. Detroit wants them to be quiet. They're literally hand gestures that you see.
Yeah.
Telling the crowd shouldn't be raucous and cheering while the offense is at work. They'll have those big graphics over the Jumbotron, silence, offense at work. You've been to a stadium before?
No, I've never been.
Come on, man.
I've never been. You're right.
Maybe if we did have a future Hall of Famer, a linebacker that just, was a communicating messiah, it would be an issue. But we have that.
Just picture what your house sounds like at 4 a.m. every morning, and that's exactly how it's going to be. Your house might be a little bit different. Okay.
You don't know what the hell's going on.
By the way, Luigi's guy, Benjamin St. Juice, who he can't stand, just for whatever it's worth. And listen,
is that a new nickname for Lou Luigi? Yeah. Mr. I hate nicknames.
I don't break down everything. You know, I know you know everything, and I don't claim to. Benjamin St. Juice, too, you know, was involved very early in that game, right? And they had that big wheel route up the sideline and whatever, and he was in trail coverage, and Sanders still made a better play, but he was there. 48.7 out of 100. It was his grade on Sunday night against Tampa. Now, he only played 8 snaps and 5 in coverage. You just hope with Tim Patrick, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Jameson Williams that you don't have a situation where you have Benjamin St. Juice basically getting blown past by, and I don't know if it would be, my fear would be that it would be either Amon-Ra from inside or Patrick. And Patrick, remember, is a guy who had 2 significant knee injuries in Denver, but his star was on the rise. He had a couple of touchdowns. It was a Monday night game, I think in late October, maybe early November. Like, everybody talks about Jahmyr Gibbs, rightfully so. Everybody talks about the tight end, Sam Laporta. Everybody talks about Jameson Williams. We talked about all those guys yesterday. You know what we didn't mention? Tim Patrick. That guy might kill them. That guy might hurt them. Because while you focus on everyone else, it's impossible to guard everyone else.
It's good offense, but hey, who's going to be matched up on Tim Patrick? Where's Tim Patrick line up primarily?
I mean, on the outside. Right.
So,
well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if St. Juice could be involved in that, right? Because I think Amon-Ra lines up mostly inside. A lot of inside releases. And that means no Egbenogene. You would assume Jameson Williams is probably going to be with Mikey Sanders still a lot. I would assume. Again, don't know. But what I worry about is if something happens with Lattimore, if he has to still be spotted, what have you, that's what I worry about. All right, 301-230. I mean, I'm worried about a lot of other things. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. We'll get back to the rest of the calls. Also, we're going to mix in, again, this. I just mentioned this a couple of moments ago, but now we will also, again, reintroduce it into the radio program, which is what's more likely to be replicated, the defense's performance from Sunday night, or a largely mistake-free offense. We'll discuss. We'll get your thoughts as we count you down to the divisional playoffs. The Detroit Lions and the Washington Commanders, Saturday night at about 8 o'clock from Ford Field in Detroit, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
All right, we welcome you back right here on a Throwdown Thursday. Team 980, Odyssey app, always live, free there, and also on demand. God, Aaron Rodgers is on with Pat McAfee for a long time. What in the hell are they talking about? Not Ben Johnson.
It's an interview.
He's on for like 25 minutes. It's a long interview.
It was a weekly hit. I'm more annoyed at Lombardi acting.
Why?
Like the Belichick thing is not real. It's funny, the covering up he's doing.
That's funny, I liked his response to Jonathan Jones's report.
Yeah, but he's trying to dunk on the reporter, making him look like he's getting his information from Longfellow Tidwad.
Well, maybe he is. Sure. Longfellow Tidwad knows all. 301-230-09. What are you doing?
Checking my account balance.
Oh, okay.
That distracting you?
Yes, very much so. Let's go to Jason and Laurel. Before the 2 o'clock hour here. Jason, how are you?
Hey, Jason. Guys. How you doing?
Up,
hey,
Jason.
Jay McCall.
Doing,
what's going on?
Awesome. Hey, Chris, I got to tell you, it's going to drive you crazy, but I think Linnell's actually got lines more of what I think we see here. The games that Jaden's played in and the college levels are much louder than what he's going to experience this weekend.
Right.
I don't think it'll be a thing, big thing for him. For the receivers
the
running backs.
I just want to jump in there. I said exactly the same thing. We're on the same page.
Jason, don't let him interrupt you anymore. Just keep going.
I just wanted to clarify before I get accused of something.
For the linemen and the receivers, they'll have to use hand signals, and they've been doing that all season long. They've been practicing crazy noise this week. I don't think it's going to be a problem. The thing that and one of the reasons I was leaning more with Nell was, Chris, I was just trying to send you a DM. The Redskins are eighth this year in time of possession for the season so far.
Right.
And they use the quick tempo to influence that because it's not necessarily getting more plays. The old run and shoot was running like as many plays as we can. They don't use that tempo to run a lot of plays. They use that tempo to prevent substitutions. They use that tempo so Cliff can talk in Jaden's ear up and think, I think it's till like 12 or 15 seconds left of the play clock. And the other thing, and everybody will be talking about this later. If you get to the line of scrimmage immediately after a play, the Detroit home crowd is not going to be able to scream at the top of their lungs for 40 seconds every single snap. They will bleed the energy out of that crowd because you can't scream for 40 seconds. You just can't do it, especially if you're half loaded. You just can't do it. So they'll bleed the energy out of that stadium, and they will bleed the defensive coordinator's ability to make plays, make substitutions, change. And that's how they will win the possession game. That's how they did win the possession game.
Yeah.
The fact that it's going to be really loud, I'm not saying it won't be an annoyance, but I don't think it'll be a big factor in the game. I really don't.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. As always, a good call, Jason. Thank you. Good to hear from you. There felt something felt different Sunday night than what I've seen much of the regular season. I'm not saying it was completely different. I'm just saying it felt a little bit different for me. It just did. And I think, you know, again,
I think it was very similar. I don't
know. Collinsworth pointed it out.
I call it the exact same thing, but like we have been pointing that out for months.
I
say it every Sunday on the pregame show when they go up against offense. I've said it on this show.
Okay.
When they go up against good offenses, that is what the tempo benefit. There's a reason they're leading in time of possession.
But you're
also
saying
30% higher than everyone else and the rate that they use tempo.
Right. But what you're saying is tempo is not necessarily designed to get more. And what Jason said, tempo not designed necessarily to get to the line of scrimmage and immediately snap it. It's tempo like, let's get to the line of scrimmage.
See what the defense is in.
See what the defense is in, but also to limit substitutions, right? To get fresher guys in and off on the field. That's what you're kind of doing, right? It's not necessarily, again, to run more plays. It's to basically screw with the defense and not allow as much substitution while also controlling the game script and the clock. Fine, which I agree with that. It just felt a little bit different for me last Sunday night. All right, we got to take a timeout. We'll get into the other thing that we introduced here on the other side. Then we'll get back to more calls at 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.